This is an audio summary for your AIL 80102 course. The reading is the Artificial Intelligence Risk Management Framework, version 1, published by NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, in January 2023. The document number is NIST AI101. If you work in technology, you have probably encountered risk management frameworks before. They tend to have a reputation for being exactly what you would expect from a government standards body. Thorough, careful, and not always the most gripping read. What makes the NIST AI Risk Management Framework, which we will call the AIRMF throughout this summary, interesting is not that it breaks that pattern entirely. It is that it takes a genuinely difficult problem and tries to give organizations something they can actually use. That is harder than it sounds, because the problem itself resists easy solutions. The problem the AIRMF is trying to address is this. Artificial intelligence systems are being adopted at scale across virtually every sector of the economy: healthcare, finance, criminal justice, hiring, transportation, national security. Many of those systems carry real risks. They can be unfair, unreliable, opaque, unsafe, or vulnerable to attack. The risks are not hypothetical. They are documented in incident reports, litigation, and growing bodies of academic research. At the same time, AI systems also carry real benefits. They can improve medical diagnosis, reduce energy consumption, accelerate scientific discovery, and make services more accessible. A framework for managing AI risk has to hold both of those realities at once. It cannot just be a list of everything that could go wrong. It has to help organizations think through trade-offs, prioritize their attention, and make defensible decisions under uncertainty. That is the goal the AIRMF sets for itself, and it pursues it with a specific set of design choices worth understanding before we get into the content. First, the framework is explicitly voluntary. NIST did not write it as a regulation. It is not legally binding in any jurisdiction. It is offered as a resource, a structured way of thinking that organizations can adopt in whole or in part, adapting it to their size, sector, and risk tolerance. This is by design. The document states clearly that the framework is intended to be voluntary, rights-preserving, non-sector specific, and use-case agnostic. It is not trying to be the AI version of tax law. It is trying to be the AI version of a well-structured management system that organizations choose to adopt because it is useful. Second, the framework is built around a socio-technical understanding of AI risk. This is an important word to catch: socio-technical. It means that AI systems are not purely technical artifacts. They operate within social contexts. They are used by people, in organizations, within communities, subject to norms and expectations and power structures. The AIRMF states directly that AI systems are inherently socio-technical in nature, meaning they are influenced by societal dynamics and human behavior. The risks of AI, therefore, are not just engineering problems. They are problems that emerge from the interaction between technical systems and the human environments in which those systems are deployed. Any risk management approach that only looks at the code, the model, or the training data is looking at only part of the picture. Third, the framework is organized around the full AI lifecycle, from design through development, deployment, operation, monitoring, and eventual decommissioning. Its intended audience is what the framework calls AI actors: designers, data engineers, model developers, system integrators, operators, evaluators, and organizations that procure and deploy AI. It also recognizes a people and planet category, individuals and communities affected by AI systems, even if they never directly interact with them. Now let us get into the substance. The AIRMF is built around two major components: a conceptual foundation about what makes AI systems trustworthy, and a set of four practical functions that organizations can use to manage risk. Let us take them in order. The framework identifies seven characteristics of trustworthy AI. Think of these as the qualities you want an AI system to have, and the dimensions along which risk can materialize if those qualities are absent. The seven are: valid and reliable, safe, secure and resilient, accountable and transparent, explainable and interpretable, privacy enhanced, and fair with harmful bias managed. These characteristics interact and sometimes pull in different directions. The framework describes trustworthiness as a social concept that is only as strong as its weakest characteristics. A few of these deserve a moment of unpacking because they carry distinctions that often get collapsed. Valid and reliable means the system performs as intended consistently, including under conditions that differ somewhat from its training environment. It should fail gracefully rather than silently. Safe means the system does not endanger people, property, or the environment, and that humans retain the ability to intervene or shut it down. Secure and resilient means the system can withstand adversarial attacks, including adversarial examples, which are inputs deliberately crafted to fool a model, and data poisoning, which corrupts training data to manipulate behavior, and can degrade safely rather than catastrophically when disrupted. On the accountability and transparency pair, the framework draws a careful line. Transparency means information about the system is available to those who interact with it or are affected by it. Accountability means specific people and organizations can actually be held responsible for outcomes. Transparency is necessary for accountability, but does not automatically produce it. Similarly, explainability and interpretability are not the same thing. Explainability is about the mechanism. How did the system produce this result? While interpretability is about meaning. Why does this result make sense, and what does it mean for the person affected? Privacy enhanced means respecting norms around personal information and autonomy, including the risk that AI can infer sensitive facts from seemingly innocuous data. And on fairness, the framework is deliberate. It states plainly that systems in which harmful biases are mitigated are not necessarily fair. Mitigation is necessary, but not sufficient. Three bias sources are identified: systemic bias embedded in society and in the data that reflects it, computational and statistical bias from non-representative samples, and human cognitive bias in how people interpret and act on AI outputs. All three operate simultaneously in most deployed systems. Now the four core functions of the framework. These are govern, map, measure, and manage. They form the operational core of what the framework calls the AIRMF core, and they are designed to work together. Govern is explicitly described as a cross-cutting function that infuses all the others. Most organizations would start with govern, then move to map, then measure, then manage, though the framework is clear that these are not rigid sequential steps. They are ongoing practices across the AI lifecycle. Govern is about building the organizational infrastructure for AI risk management. It covers policies, procedures, accountability structures, and the cultural tone that leadership sets. The framework states that governing authorities determine the overarching policies that direct an organization's mission, goals, values, culture, and risk tolerance. Practically, govern means documenting legal and regulatory requirements, establishing clear roles for AI risk, training personnel, maintaining an inventory of AI systems, planning for decommissioning, and managing risks from third-party suppliers. Govern is the function that answers. Does your organization have the foundations in place to manage AI risk at all? Map is about establishing context before risk can be understood. Before you can measure or manage a risk, you have to know what you are deploying, for what purpose, in what environment, with what potential impacts on which communities. Map includes defining intended use and scope, identifying users and affected parties, documenting assumptions and limitations, and making an initial positive and negative impact assessment. The framework describes Map as enabling a go-no-go decision on whether to proceed with building or deploying a system at all. Measure is about quantifying, qualifying, and tracking risks and impacts over time. It includes pre-deployment testing, ongoing monitoring in production, and feedback mechanisms from users and affected communities. Importantly, it covers all seven trustworthiness characteristics and also addresses environmental impact. The energy cost of AI training and operation is now explicitly in scope. Measure answers. How do we know the system is performing as intended, and how will we know when it is not? Manage is about taking action on what Map and Measure produce. This means prioritizing risks, deciding whether to mitigate, transfer, accept, or avoid each one, planning for incidents, and being able to pull systems that are causing harm. The framework states a clear stop condition. where significant negative impacts are imminent, severe harms are actually occurring, or catastrophic risks are present. Development and deployment must cease until risks can be adequately controlled. Manage closes the loop. It is the function that answers. When something goes wrong, are we actually ready? Two design principles run through all four functions. First, the framework is not a checklist. Its categories and subcategories are meant to be selected and adapted to an organization's context and risk tolerance, not applied uniformly. A hospital deploying an AI diagnostic tool operates under different stakes than a startup building a movie recommender. Proportionality is intentional. Second, the framework explicitly acknowledges trade-offs among trustworthiness characteristics. Optimizing for accuracy can sacrifice transparency. Maximizing privacy protection can complicate fairness. The framework does not pretend these tensions can be eliminated. It asks that organizations navigate them deliberately, with documentation and with genuine consultation of affected stakeholders. The AIRMF was developed over 18 months with input from more than 240 organizations across industry, academia, civil society, and government, and it describes itself as a living document, intended to evolve as the technology and our understanding of its risks evolve. For IL80102, it is one of the most widely referenced AI governance frameworks in the world, and understanding its structure, not just the acronyms, but what each function actually asks an organization to do and why, will matter for your individual project in week 4 and your team project in week 7. The AIRMF is the map. The navigating is up to you.